It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, a great week for cotton trading turned really just into nothing but paregoric, with Thursday's near 200-point drop on the heels of what really is nothing more than the occasional world financial problems that seem to come about at least once a month now, if not every 2 months. The problems in Europe sent the dollar soaring on Thursday up some 500 points, and then on for early Friday trading, it was up another 500 points, the dollar being that is, but cotton gained a little ground, insignificant, but a little bit of ground Friday's close. The major point being the inability to hold 64 cents on Thursday or to make it up on Friday was a blow to the market's ability to generate any new fund interest, and it just tells us we've got to continue to fight back and forth to fight through all that heavy resistance that still lies between the 62-cent level and up above about 64.5, 64.75 cents. Nevertheless, the quality shortage of cotton is becoming even more pronounced. We had a major weather event in Arizona that crushed a major warehouse out there and lost a lot of high-quality cotton. And also, we continue to see weather problems. And as I've contended and will continue very, very strongly, that this quality shortage is going to work its magic into the market. It does now to some degree. You see it showing up on a time-to-time basis as merchants need some high-quality cotton. We get some pretty good quotes out there. But the shortage is not, the demand is not widespread enough at this time to push the entire marketplace higher. The Chinese inclement weather has continued to reduce both the quality and the yield of that crop. We had spoken of that last week. The Texas rains that we knew were coming were not as severe as expected. And as a consequence, the yield loss was not anywhere near what we actually thought we were going to see. But at the same time, we did have a quality loss, and that will be much more evident and we'll see that coming to the market here in 10 days or so. The example there is that the untimely rains the first week in South Carolina, and first week in May, and can't even think what month this is, first week in October, that cotton has been coming to the market, to the classing office for better than a week now. And what we're seeing now is cotton, a crop that was generally running middling 31s and with a very good strength, very good mic, very good length, with some good mix of 21s in there too. The prominent grade there now that we're seeing is 52s, low milling, light spotted cotton, and that's certainly taken any oomph out of that crop. And that's what we'll continue to see out of South Carolina now. For the most part, the low millings, it's a shorter staple length. It's about 34 and below. Micronair tends to be a bit high. The strength now is weak. So that's what we've got to be very concerned about with this picking that we'll see on the heels of the rains that we did see in Texas early in the week. Thank goodness they weren't so bad that we lost yield as well. At least those are the initial reports that we're getting. What it does, it takes that cotton that's coming in at nice high grades, it reduces it to a quality level that basically ends up competing with the low-grade Chinese carryover that we have, competing with that 50 million, 55 million bale. We've got a tremendous amount of overhead pressure sitting between 60, where we are now, 62 cents plus, all the way up to right at 66 cents. We climb that, then we can get some sailing up to 78 cents, and then our quality situation should take care of us then. Thank you so much, and have a good week.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.